Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned for you today. They're all great shows. That's why you tune in. This show is kind of selfish for me. So we're going to be talking today with Dr. Dominic D'Agostino and Patrick Arnold about ketone salts. We're going to be talking about best practices, how we can use ketone salts for dieting, for performance, and possibly even for some therapeutic purposes. And, you know, I've got a couple bottles of Keto Force, and the truth is I'm not clear on how to use it properly to get the most out of it. So first let me introduce Dr. Dominic D'Agostino. How you doing, Dom?
Hey, Carl. Good.
Thanks for making time.
Great to be here.
Yeah, I know. And I know you're a busy guy, and you're traveling all over the world speaking about ketogenic diets. If we have time towards the end of the interview, we may try to answer some questions that were put on my Facebook page about some posts that somebody put up there, but we'll try to address that later if we can.
Sure.
And then, of course, the formulator of the only ketone salt product on the market, Patrick Arnold. How you doing, Pat?
All right, good. Nice talking to you, Carl.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. Okay, so first things first, right? And this I'm going to ask to Pat first, and then please, Dominic, chime in if you want to. Patrick, your ketone salt product, a couple questions about it that come to mind. First of all, pretty high levels of sodium, but equally amount high levels of potassium. To put people at ease, there seems to be a lot of information out there that shows that sodium is not as big of a problem as long as it's balanced with potassium. Is that why you put potassium in there too?
Yeah, that was actually, you know, Dominic's idea, and you know, as soon as he mentioned that, it made sense to me because I had heard that before too. They seem to kind of counteract one another's toxicity up to a point. Obviously, you don't want absolute amounts of one or the other, either together or apart.
Okay, so Dom, then let me ask you this question. For somebody who is being sodium conscious, are keto salts just out of the question, or because there are equal amounts of potassium in there, is it not that big of a deal?
Yeah, I think if someone has normal renal function, if their renal function isn't compromised in any way, I think the mineral load that they'll get would be fine.
Okay.
You know, and of course it's a dose dependent thing, but up to a certain point, you could get an effective dose of Keto Force, effective in terms of elevating and sustaining blood ketone levels without a worry of the mineral load, the sodium load.
Which is the next question of mine. So the dosing, and I don't know who should answer this, so maybe you guys can point me in the right direction. Do I have to take three capfuls? Can I get something from one or even two capfuls?
Yeah. Well, Dominic has, you know, been the guy that's taken the lead on actually administering this product to people and measuring their blood ketone levels. So he knows firsthand the dose dependency at issue here. I tend to think that unless you're combining it with MCTs or maybe if you're already in ketosis, I think you probably want around three caps because that should take you up to close to one millimole blood concentration.
Okay, so would you agree with that, Dominic? That three capfuls is the best, unless you're MCTs. If you're consuming it with perhaps a pretty large dose of coconut oil, maybe, or you've already been in ketosis for a while, you can get away with one or two caps.
Yeah, my recommendation, I kind of go by milliliters, but my recommendation would be to really start low because what I'm seeing is that there's a varied tolerance. I can tolerate a lot. And, you know, some other people can't, though. They have kind of the mineral load causes an osmotic shift in their gut, and it can go right through them. And I think it's important to work your way up. So I would suggest starting as little as, you know, half a cap, I guess would be maybe 15 milliliters, and then working from there. And I've been okay up to 100 milliliters a day with actually an equal amount of MCT added to that. And when I do that, I can come off my ketogenic diet, which I normally follow all the time, and eat a more of a carb-based diet and still maintain, you know, a level of ketosis above and beyond what I could have achieved with a carb-based diet. But that's a pretty high dose right there. But I would say it depends on your goals, but 30 milliliters or 20 milliliters with an equal amount of MCT would be a good place to start. And then work up from there to assess your tolerance. And then, you know, probably the most effective approach would be to add it in intra-workout or just prior to workout.
Let's talk about that. So I've used it pre-workout. Is it a bad idea to take it on an empty stomach? Is it a better idea to take it with some MCTs, or should you take it on an empty stomach?
I would, for if you're just starting out as far as tolerability, I would recommend having something in your stomach within the last 2 hours, you know, like a protein, fat, fiber meal to help buffer it. So, you know, to help delay the gastric emptying time, and that would help help you kind of retain it better and help buffer the osmotic load that you get. And I think it's also important to take it with water. What I do, I'll drink probably about 16 to 32 ounces of water within the 30 minutes before I take it. And that seems to help a lot with the tolerability and also kind of helps with the efficacy of the product, I think. If you're going to the gym as far as the pumps and for endurance, I think it would help just to prevent the, you know, any kind of dehydration and just assist with the transport of the
I've been throwing three capfuls in my mouth and swallowing it down and then just rinsing my mouth with water, and I do get a little nauseous after that. So I guess I really do need to use more water when I take it.
Yeah, I would definitely dilute it and or drink water before, so it's kind of diluted when it hits your stomach.
And what about if you take? Good, I'm sorry. Finish
with that. I think Patrick will tell you too. The product is, rightly marketed as a prototype product, so it's kind of a product that's in development, and it's being developed and refined, and I'm sure newer versions will come out. And I know Patrick's working on like a powdered version of it. So this is probably like the most prototype ketone product you'll get. And you can definitely expect, especially with Patrick behind this, that there's going to be variations of this and formulas that I think will be above and beyond, you know, what he's currently offering.
And maybe we could talk about that towards the end of the interview, Pat. Maybe you can kind of give us a peek behind the curtain just for what we can expect. If using it with MCTs, should I actually take a couple capfuls of my MCTs along with this, or is there a timing with that?
I would do that. That's how we're testing it in the lab. Well, we're testing it, you know, on its own. We're testing MCT on its own, the combination, and a number of other ketogenic agents we're testing. We find that the combination of the two really provides a benefit. And I think what's going on is that MCTs will delay gastric emptying, and I think it helps the ketone salt get better utilized and absorbed by delaying the gastric emptying, and just you get a better pharmacokinetic profile when you look at the blood ketone levels over time when you combine it with a fat like MCT.
Okay. Pat, you want to add anything to that before I ask another question?
Yeah, I kind of achieved the same result of spreading out the blood levels by mixing it in, you know, quite a large amount of water with some flavoring. Sometimes I use an amino acid mix too, and then consuming it, you know, some before, and then sipping it during my workout. I figure I'm sustaining my levels longer, more evenly, and I'm also probably preventing gastric upset. I can't imagine you putting three cups directly in your mouth, and certainly the product's not intended for that.
No, I know, but I'm a purist at heart. I always try to, I also, when I buy new whey proteins, I don't mix them in water. I eat them with a spoon first to try to assess. No, I'm being sincere.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm an idiot. I don't know, but it's just my nature. And I wanted to just throw it in my mouth and literally rinse it down with maybe about half a couple ounces of water just to clear it out of my mouth. And granted, it's salty. You were right, Pat, when you came on the show that time and said it's very salty. I thought, oh, what's salt? I mean, this is like drinking water out of the ocean. I mean, it's
just the pH, the 10.5, which is not high enough to burn your mouth or anything, but it's high enough to be pretty disgusting. So.
Yeah, it is. I agree with you there. Here's what I want to do. I want to take a break. And when we come back, I want to hit the first issue. Using ketone salts as a dieting aid, there's a lot of dispute out there. I did a show recently on cancer as a metabolic disorder. And someone who listened to that show mentioned, I couldn't believe that commercial, achieve ketosis in 10 minutes, facepalm. So in other words, they were like saying, yeah, right, you know, what good is it, or can you really do that? So I want to talk about using this as a dieting aid. Is it appropriate? Is it not appropriate? We're looking for best practices on a really exciting product, I think. This product is really out of the box. This is a ketone salt that puts you into a state of ketosis within 10 minutes. We're going to be talking more with Dr. Dominic D'Agostino and Patrick Arnold. In the meantime, you can go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad to learn more. We'll be right back.
Not only does he poke holes in corporate lies, he tears them a new one.
All of the associated companies that say that the GMO labeling is unfair to them cite that it would cost too much money to change the label on the box. But meanwhile, they spend millions and millions fighting labeling. Why don't they just use that money to label the boxes?
His name is Carl Lenore.
And keep in mind, Madeira, the province of Portugal, Switzerland, India, and Thailand have all banned, B-A-N-N-E-D, the sale and growth of genetically modified foods in their countries because they prefer to wait for more research to come out before they subject their citizens to it.
On Superhuman Radio.
Everybody deserves to know what they're eating. This is nonsense.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today. From the people who brought you Aura MD, now get a bottle of the Man Facial Moisturizer for Men from Trusted Health Products. No parabens, GMOs, synthetic chemicals, or additives. Just pure live botanical oils that will make your face look and feel younger. Your body looks 25, now make your face look the part. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 100% pure skincare banner ad today. Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today. The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in can see eye.
eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Sorry about that. This is what happens when you try to do too many things at one time. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Dominic D'Agostino and Patrick Arnold. We're talking about using ketone salts. We're going to start off with talking about using ketone salts in a dieting phase. Okay, first I'm going to ask you, Dominic, is it appropriate to use ketone salts? Or is that a sideline, the whole reason that you go into a state of ketosis?
Well, it depends on what your goal is, and that's what I always tell people, you know, is a ketogenic diet. For me, it really depends on what your goal is, and I like to let objective scientific, you know, evidence, things like blood work and, you know, kind of dictate
what kind of health program
a person should be on.
We only pay attention to bro science on this show. So go ahead. I'm sorry.
So if someone wants to start a ketogenic diet to get the multiple health benefits that you can get from it, you know, whether it be performance, appetite suppression, weight loss, you know, that sort of thing, or cognitive effects, a way to get into it, the first week or two undoubtedly is always the hardest part. So taking an oral form of ketones can help your brain essentially get past the glucose withdrawal. So the switching from glucose to ketone bodies, or percentage of its energy from ketone bodies. One can, what for the recreational person, I kind of just recommend a low carb, you know, I don't really like the term, but paleo-like diet.
Right.
And to maybe do some carb backloading depending on how the duration of the workout, and take ketones in kind of pre and intra workout. And I'm getting a lot of feedback that that's a pretty effective approach.
Okay, so
typically athletes will stay in a state of mild ketosis.
I don't want to get into athleticism yet. I want to talk about the pure dieter. I want to talk about the person out there who's buying Dr. Oz's book about how to shed fat. And using a keto salt, a ketone salt, as a therapeutic aid. So it sounds like what you can do with this is this could actually help compliance of a lot of diets, because a lot of diets, people have a failure of compliance because they tend to become very hungry, lethargic, brain fog, and they just give up, especially those who are not metabolically flexible, and their blood sugar starts going all over the place. That maybe these ketone salts could help them as a gangplank, if you will, to the ability to adhere to a more restrictive caloric intake. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. So from a more broad appeal perspective, you know, metabolic health and weight loss, it's obvious, you know, the most important thing right now, health issue. And the appetite suppression alone that you achieve, you know, independent of the cognitive and health benefits, the appetite suppression alone can help you achieve the weight loss goals for sure, and just kind of get your appetite, get your insulin under control, get your blood glucose under control, and probably across the board, your markers of metabolic health will improve if you start using this product and combine it with a diet, of course. But I think just even adding, what we're finding, that simply adding, you know, ketones to a standard diet that's high in carbohydrate, the metabolic biomarkers go in the right direction. You'll get reduced insulin, enhanced insulin sensitivity, lower blood glucose, which seems to correlate with ketones. As you elevate ketones, blood glucose goes down and stays lower. And generally, that's a good thing. And ultimately, I think you're going to be releasing affecting less insulin and affecting insulin sensitivity.
Well, I want to talk more about that. A question just came to mind, but I want to give Pat a chance to weigh in. Pat, what are your opinions of using this as a diet aid, not for the athlete, not for the performance athlete, but for the average person who is trying to adhere to some diet? Pick one, anyone.
You know, some people are using this, and some people have the idea of marketing this product simply as part of a weight loss meal or drink, because they've noticed, I mean, an appetite-suppressing meal or drink, because they noticed that after consuming this, you're not hungry for quite a while, and you feel fine. You can have one for breakfast or whatnot, and this can work with someone if he's on a carbohydrate diet or low carbohydrate diet. You seem to still get the appetite suppression. And I also think it's useful for people who are dieting and are really trying to avoid carbs, but then peter out in the gym because their blood glucose is so low. This can replace glucose. Every gram of ketone is 5.7 calories, so 30 mils is, I think 30 mils is approximately 60 calories or so, which is one dose. So if you combine that with some protein and you got 60 calories there of non-carbohydrate, readily utilizable, very efficient energy source. And, you know, that allows people to get through their workout without raising their insulin levels, without ruining their no-carb diet adherence.
Okay, so now Dominic, if you're using if you're using a ketone salt in conjunction with a meal, okay, you're the average dieter, so you're having your Ginny Craig lasagna, and you're drinking down a ketone drink along with it. What happens to the postprandial glucose? I mean, your body is still going to break down the carbohydrates, but now with the ketone salts there, you're not going to use the carbohydrates for energy. Are they simply going to be stored in muscle and fat? What happens to them?
I think you get better glucose disposal and better a reduction in postprandial glucose and insulin, too. And from a, you know, from a practical standpoint, I think that it can be used as an appetite suppressant. The person would be less likely to be hungry in the next couple hours, you know, with a ketogenic diet. That typically doesn't happen anyway. You have pretty good suppression of your appetite, but I can just tell you from feedback from the work we're doing in the lab too, that if you give animals, you know, ad libitum access to a high carbohydrate diet and feed this with kind of a gavage type protocol, you feed it to them, they will lose weight and they will sustain that weight,
and they still eat the same amount ad lib. They still eat the same.
You know what? We have not actually measured, you know, what they're eating. That involves metabolic cages
and
kind of weighing out the food and things. But we approximate it, but we didn't measure it out, you know, plus or minus by the gram. But we do. They tend to eat relatively the same amount, and they still lose weight.
Mild appetite suppression. Is that ketones.
Really? So you feel that it's probably appetite suppression? They're just not consuming.
That's my guess. I mean, I think that's a part. At least a part of it. We've kind of, Dominic, sort of has observed that in some other studies that were designed for different purposes, but observed ketones in body weight and in food intake, and I've noticed a correlation there.
Okay, so best practices question. If using this as a general diet aid, what is the timing of the dose? Should I take it before a meal, during a meal, after a meal, and how frequently can I use it throughout the day? Dom?
Let me
answer
that first. Yeah. You're delving into new ground here, but that's a very interesting question because, you know, as we said before, it's a prototype product. I kind of invented the product first, and then now we're figuring out how to use it afterwards. So all this is very, very helpful. You brought up an interesting point. I would venture to guess that that ingesting this 30 minutes before a meal may make you eat a lot less at that meal. That's a guess of mine, or 30 minutes to an hour or something. Because I usually, after I ingest this, I'm not very hungry, but I feel good.
Right. What do you think, Dr. Dominic D'Agostino? What do you think about this? Do you think there's a timing factor here?
I think there is, and I think it'll depend on you know, the person's goals, if they want to gain weight or you know, for cognitive performance. What I do and what I've kind of stated in the past, I eat two meals a day, basically spaced 12 hours apart, and midday I mix branched-chain amino acid supplement with Keto Force and MCT. And I have complete, like, the last thing on my mind is eating food.
Right.
And I have, like, you know, I feel these are like focus and just tons of energy throughout the day. And that's coming from a person who used to eat eight times a day. I mean,
right.
I ate five meals and I think three shakes in between. And then I graduated, you know, then I went to six and then five and then, you know, four. And then I've evolved to this. So I never thought I could eat two meals per day and still essentially, you know, use the same kind of weights when I'm training. And it just has made my life so easy, so simple. Because food preparation, buying food, preparing it, cleaning up, that's all very time consuming. And, you know, I'm pretty busy with traveling and stuff. It's kind of unfeasible for me to have that kind of eating pattern. So this has just simplified my life above and beyond, you know, any other thing I've changed in my life.
Okay, last question related to the general diet regimen. Can you take too much of it? How frequently can you use this protocol to help stave off hunger, increase satiety, and is there a threshold where now you're using it too often?
Well, I would think.
Yeah, I think that I need.
Here,
to
wait,
be,
wait. Let Pat go ahead. Yeah.
I would recommend, since it's my product and my ass is on the line, if someone misuses it, I would recommend that you not exceed three servings a day, split up. Which 90 mils, three or 30 mils three times a day, and for two reasons. Number one, you're getting significantly more than the RDA for sodium and potassium. Just not, you know, if you're a normal person, it's not going to hurt you too much. But you're approaching some large amounts, and also, I think that you can only tolerate so much of a mineral load like that, and your stomach can only tolerate it so much.
Right.
And especially if you drink all that at once.
Right. Okay, is there a sustained area under the curve that after you take a dose, it seems to elevate ketone levels and they stay elevated for some period of time? Dominic, have you looked at that?
Well, ketones they're a substrate, so they'll get metabolized over time. So sustaining ketones is usually, you know, more of an effect of your body making ketones. But when you take the product, what it will do is that the more ketones you have around in your bloodstream, you get a gradual and progressive upregulation of the transporter mechanisms, like the monocarboxylic acid transporter that actually transports it across the membranes and into your brain, for example, to be oxidized and used as fuel. So I think the more you take the product, the more benefits that you can derive from ketone bodies themselves. I mean, everything from the metabolic efficiency that you get from them, they even function as HDAC inhibitors and can, you know, confer a lot of protective functions on cells. You know, if you're probably familiar with a lot of these HDAC inhibitors are under investigation now in pharmaceutical companies, probably the most intense area of pharmaceutical development. Well, beta-hydroxybutyrate is a very powerful HDAC inhibitor. It was published in Science not too long ago. So you here you have a natural, you know, HDAC inhibitor that can have a wide range of health benefits. And I think that'll improve the more you take the product and the more you sustain ketosis.
Okay. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to shift it to performance then. We're going to discuss how ketone salts can benefit you during your performance training and so on. In the meantime, you can go to superhumanradio.com and learn more about ketone salts by clicking the Keto Force banner ad today. It's the only product of its kind out there, and it is absolutely worthy of your investigation. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is one of those things I think it's going to be 30 years from now, and people are going to go, oh, damn, this didn't work out right.
He's serving up an all-you-can-eat buffet of brain food.
It's gotten worse for us who are overweight because we're now paying our fair share for things that we didn't have to before.
Get it while it's hot.
The fact that there's only 50% of the population is obese, that means the other 50% is doing something different.
You're listening to your daily dose of wisdom. Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
From the people who brought you Aura MD, now get a free bottle of beautiful facial moisturizer for women from Trusted Health Products. No parabens, GMOs, synthetic chemicals, or additives. Just pure live botanical oils that will make your face look and feel younger. Your body looks 25, now make your face look the part. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 100% pure skincare banner ad today.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides. Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Hey, welcome back. Okay, we're talking with Dr. Dominic D'Agostino and Patrick Arnold. We're talking about using ketone salts. Now we're going to shift the discussion to performance. Since both of you are, let's say, involved in performance in one aspect or another, Dominic, you are a well-acquired strength athlete, and Pat, you've been training for most of your life. What are the best practices to use this for performance purposes? And let's also look at endurance athletes as well. Who wants to weigh in on this first?
I'll let Pat go.
Okay.
Okay, well, it really is more suited for endurance athletes, and I've talked to some triathletes at types. One person did a competition using it, and they really seem to love the stuff. I mean, it allows them to have less perceived effort. It allows them to go for certain distances and not breathe as heavy, not, you know, get out of breath. Allows them to, you know, have a more brain function, you know, maybe more of a euphoria while they're training. And I think that this all makes sense physiologically speaking. Dominic will certainly give you the details on that. But as far as strength athletes go, I think it would be more used when that strength athlete is is in instituting certain dietary restrictions that involve little to no carbohydrate ingestion.
So ideally, like pre-contest for a bodybuilder, he's in his 4 weeks out, he starts cutting his carbs dramatically, and typically there's a flattening out of muscles, there's a lethargy, they turn to lots of stimulants. Instead of turning to stimulants, they could turn to this, right?
Yeah, I mean, obviously stimulants are one thing, and this is another thing, but if they're looking for a stimulant to make up for, you know, a metabolic insufficiency, you know, that's not really the answer. This would be more of an answer to that.
What about muscle-sparing effects? I know that there seems to be some evidence, Dr. D'Agostino, I'll point this one at you. There seems to be some evidence that the ketogenic diet seem to prefer fat as a preferred substrate and leave muscle alone. Does the same thing happen when you use a ketone salt and you're training?
Yeah, there's evidence with as far as brain metabolism that, and I think this happens in peripheral tissues too, that the ketones will spare glucose. So you'll get a glycogen sparing effect, and I think that's why ketogenic or low-carb diets are kind of the rage with performance athletes, is that essentially what dictates how far you can run is the depletion of your glycogen stores, and the ketones would prevent that. So for someone dieting, you know, Patrick kind of talked about the things, appetite suppression, protein sparing effects, especially when it's combined with branched chain amino acids. But I think the sodium too, like the mineral load that you get prior to working out, can help with pumps, and I think it can help, you know, help increase and maybe preserve blood volume or fluid volume when you work out. So that might get a perceived sense of strength if your pumps are better. And I think the increase in insulin sensitivity that you can get with ketones could increase carb utilization and also just glucose disposal overall, as far as being oxidized in active muscle tissue and being stored as glycogen. So I could see that application for, you know, a bulking someone who's a strength athlete who's trying to gain weight. And the only hurdle that they might come across is the appetite suppression effect. If they're trying to consume surplus calories to gain weight and are consuming a ketone supplement, they may not, their appetite may be suppressed. So it could be, if they have problems gaining weight, that could be contributing to that.
But I mean, obviously neither one of you are going to say that. I'm saying this is nothing to do with, but they could turn to a ghrelin type GHRP2 or GHRP6 15-20 minutes before a meal, and they'll eat their fingers. So, you know, that could be overcome with other modalities. So best practices for an endurance athlete, and Pat, I'll turn this over to you. For endurance athlete, in a given day, let's say they train in the morning, they're cycling or something like that, do they use all of their keto force before and during training, or is it something that they should use throughout the day? How do they use it?
I think it's most important to use it before and during training. You know, ingest some before you start training, and then bring some in your water bottle. And that's how most of these people are doing it.
How much? How much, Pat? Like, to a full 3-cap dose before training, and then take 3 caps and put it in a half gallon of water and sip it?
You could start off on the low end. One cap before, 2 caps in your water.
Okay.
Or you could go up as far as how you said. Dominic pointed out earlier, if someone is not used to this stuff, they should start out on the low end, because everyone's stomach is different. Most people seem to handle it pretty well. A few people
Hold on,
do
Pat.
Have osmotic difficulties with it.
Hey, Pat, Dom, what were you going to say?
Oh, yeah. I just like to emphasize that it's really good to start low and work up. And I think if you can't tolerate a particular dosage, don't think that you can't tolerate later, because I think you can work up. I think your GI probably upregulates transporters over time the more you take the stuff. And it's because I can tolerate a lot. and other people who just are complete newbies trying it, they might use the, you know, couple caps and basically run to the bathroom. So some people are like that, and I think it's important to start low, probably take it with some food, and then experiment with it. The person will really need to do some self-experiments to see how much they can tolerate and how it affects their performance.
Okay, I could see how the strength athlete who trains fasted could use this. They would use this pre-workout and maybe, as you said, sip it during the workout, a cap pre-workout, two caps in their water bottle, intra-workout. But how about the athlete who is eating multiple meals? So they do fasted cardio in the morning, they have their first meal, and then they go to the gym, let's say an hour and a half later to train. Do they take their keto salts the same way right before they work out and sip it during the workout?
I would say yeah. I would try that first. And I think you can get an enhanced effect of glucose utilization and just glucose disposal, because I do think there's evidence now that I'm reviewing kind of in the literature showing that that the ketones enhance insulin sensitivity. So that's a big advantage if you're taking in multiple meals a day and just trying to eat as much food as you can or carbs as you can and still get the benefits from the performance benefits from it without gaining fat.
Yeah.
So I think it'll really come up to the person to see how they can benefit from it. I wouldn't take a lot of it just prior to working out. I'd kind of what I would do more intra workout. I would kind of ease into it and sip on it maybe on the way to the gym and keep half of your bottle, midway through your workout, start increasing, ingesting it then.
What are the advantages of adding, I prefer essential amino acids over BCAAs, but what are the advantages of adding amino acids to this pre- and intra-workout regimen? Anything?
Aminos are good buffers, too, and I think, there's good evidence for the effect of leucine stimulating protein synthesis and a number of benefits of leucine. So I think a good branched amino acid supplement with some essential amino acids and maybe stuff like citrulline malate,
yeah,
and a few other things added to that can be a great pre-workout.
Hey, whoever's listening, there goes a new supplement product for somebody. There you go. There's your formulator right there. Send your check to Dr. Dominic D'Agostino.
I'm actually sipping a drink with the Keto Force and essential amino acids in it. I've been sipping it the whole interview.
Really?
And I feel like a Superman.
I was just going to say, and you sound like you've gotten sharper and sharper as time has gone on, Pat. So anyway, here's what I want to do. I want to take our last commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about the potential for this product as a therapeutic aid. And I know that we can't make prescriptive advice here, but we're just going to kind of play around with this notion. We're talking with Dr. Dominic D'Agostino and Patrick Arnold. We're talking about ketone salts. I got to tell you something. This is a breakout product here. It really is. I don't think people realize how exciting this product is, because prior to your ketone salts, Pat, the only way to get someone into a state of ketosis was through pharmacological. They have actual drugs that do this, right?
What people would do before is ingest MCTs,
You
can only ingest so much MCTs before you get diarrhea, and you bump up your ketone levels a little bit,
right?
But this allows you to go.
So there's never been a product like this on the market before. This is a breakout product, in my opinion. Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's been no ketone salts or ketone supplements other than, like I said, MCTs.
Yeah.
But this takes it to another level.
Yeah, yeah. This is a really exciting product. This is like creatine was back in the day when people first started to discover supplementing with it. I got to be honest with you. I have a feeling that we're going to look back in 10 years at this supplement and go, holy mackerel, this was amazing. That's just my opinion, okay? All right, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
He's keeping tabs on government health agencies.
It's called the Environmental Protection Agency.
Carl Lenore.
Where is the protection? Where is the protection?
Superhuman Radio.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iPhone Source Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat? If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Bio Age banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top selling products: Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Dominic D'Agostino and Patrick Arnold about ketone salts. We've talked about how they can be used as a diet aid. That's clear. Clearly, the greatest strength seems to be appetite suppression, greater insulin sensitivity, lower glucose levels, and also some of those same attributes confer over to increasing endurance and strength performance in the gym for a variety of different reasons. So now we're going to talk about something that is a little more altruistic, and that is therapeutic effects. We know now that ketogenic diets seem to benefit those who are suffering from various neurological disorders. It also has a role in the therapeutic management of cancers. These are very, very exciting areas, but quite often these are areas that patient compliance becomes a problem because staying in a state of ketogenic state is difficult for a lot of people. So could ketone salts be an advantage for those individuals? So I'm going to turn to you first, Dr. D'Agostino, because this is really your bailiwick here. First of all, is there an application for ketone salts in the therapeutic world?
Yeah, and I would open it up to more of a broad category of ketone supplements, you know, because we're also looking at ketone esters. The ketogenic diet has been proven very effective for the metabolic management of epilepsy and now other neurological diseases, and also cancer, because it can help shift your body's physiology to a state that promotes the suppression of cancer growth and even oncogenes. So getting your body into that physiological state with a low blood glucose, elevated ketones, and a suppression of insulin can really have a therapeutic effect for cancer. So we're studying a number of things from, you know, seizures and Alzheimer's disease, ALS, glucose transporter type 1 deficiency syndrome. And in this syndrome, the brain literally can't get glucose. So ketones provide an alternative fuel for the brain in this case. And, you know, now the kids need to be on a very, very strict ketogenic diet. So ketone supplements could really be a magic bullet for disorders where glucose metabolism is impaired.
Pat, do you want to add anything to that?
Well, if ketone salts are ever, the BHB salts are ever going to be utilized to treat these diseases, obviously they would have to be approved as a drug
right.
for purpose. However, as a supplement, people can still utilize it for preventative reasons, maintaining mitochondrial health, you know, reducing reactive oxygen species development that could happen due to, you know, mitochondrial dysfunction, and which is usually associated with people becoming relying too much on glycolysis for energy production. I think that a ketogenic diet and the use of ketone supplements could very well help somebody stave off a lot of these neurological diseases and these metabolic diseases such as cancer and diabetes or whatnot. So in that respect, you know, it can be taken along with your antioxidants and vitamins and whatnot for anti-aging general health purposes.
Dominic, take a person who has a mild to moderate Alzheimer's disease. They have majority of their time, they're quite lucid, but they have periods of time where they forget where they are and what they're doing, and they're getting progressively worse. And I'm not suggesting this as a cure. I want to make sure everybody understands this, that that's not what we're talking about here. But as a supplement, a dietary supplement, to perhaps push them or nudge them into a realm of greater cognitive function, could they use these ketone salts, maybe a cap here and there, to improve the time that they are in a more lucid and more cognitive state?
I think the potential for that is there, definitely. As you probably know, there's a medical food, a prescription medical food called Axona, and it's essentially caprylic acid, which is an MCT. And the results of the double-blind placebo-controlled study showed that it did improve cognitive function in a group, you know, with mild cognitive impairment. So when we're talking about the ketone salts, we're talking about something that could elevate ketone levels above and beyond that product. And they did find that the cognitive improvement and enhancement correlated with an elevation in blood beta-hydroxybutyrate levels. So I would hypothesize that, you know, that would be an effective strategy, and hopefully, you know, in the future, sort of a study could be developed. I'm sure, you know, there'd be some interested parties in setting that up. Ultimately, I guess if it goes the drug route, unfortunately, that's how things go. But I think a clinical study would be needed to show that. But if I had a loved one that had Alzheimer's disease, I would definitely have them use a combination of MCT and ketone salts.
Interesting. Okay, another thought is my physician, Dr. Matt Andre, has just gotten the hyperbaric chamber. And he keeps bugging me. He says, you got to come up here and you got to take a ride in the hyperbaric chamber, right? And I know that you've done a lot of – I know, it's right, funny. And I know that you've done a lot of research in the area of cancer, ketogenesis and hyperbaric chambers. So I don't have any cancer that I know of, at least. So let's put it this way. I probably have some cancer in there, but hopefully my body is getting it out quickly. If I wanted to use this as a prophylactic, I don't have any disease that I'm treating, but as long as I'm going to take a ride in the hyperbaric chamber, I take a couple capfuls of ketone salts before I get there so that I'm in a state of ketosis while I'm doing this. Is there any value to that, or am I just, you know, stretching this too far?
Well, that's an interesting question, and experimentally, you know, we don't know the answer, but I'll give you my opinion. And I do. I got into the whole hyperbaric oxygen stuff because studying the negative effects of it. You know, in Navy divers, they can get seizures and a lot of nasty side effects from too much oxygen. In the process of doing that, you know, and looking at different cell types, I've observed that cancer cells were like exploding with hyperbaric oxygen at the same level that normal cells were fine. So I got interested in looking at, you know, the application for cancer. So from a broad perspective, what I would say that, say if someone had a tumor, didn't know it was getting hyperbaric oxygen, if you were to genetically do like a gene array on that tumor after hyperbaric oxygen treatment, you would find a suppression of oncogenes and an activation of the tumor suppressor genes. And hyperoxygenating a tumor, which typically thrives in a low oxygen environment, hyperoxygenating the tumor can cause the tumor cells, which have damaged mitochondrial oxidative phosphorylation, causes the tumor cells to overproduce oxygen-free radicals. So in a way, it becomes very toxic to the tumor, the reversing tumor hypoxia. So if someone was to take a ketone supplement and stay in ketosis, they would be causing the tumor cells to be metabolically compromised. So if you metabolically compromise a tumor and then hit it with hyperbaric oxygen, it puts a tremendous stress on the tumor cells. And so it can be used prophylactically, you know, as a cancer treatment. It could be if someone has cancer, they could perhaps use this as a form of metabolic therapy, as a standalone therapy, or in conjunction with some form of standard care like chemo and radiation. I'm not a big fan of chemo and radiation, but for some cancers, it can be effective. And this approach would definitely synergize with that from my perspective.
Pat, you have any opinions on this?
Yeah, I'd like to add one more thing. And we've gotten a lot of people asking us, are very interested in the possible use of this for traumatic brain injury, both as a prophylactic and as a treatment afterwards. And Dominic perhaps can elaborate a little bit on the science there, but one particular perspective use of that would be, let's say you're a football player, you know, a college football player, NFL guy, take some ketoforce before you play. If you go out and you whack your head, if you got some ketones in your system, it's going to do a lot to prevent that cascade of events that ends up happening after you hit your head that causes the later massive damage.
I mean, I mean, MMA fighters should be all over this stuff. Talk about this, Dominic.
Yeah. So with traumatic brain injury, the outcome from traumatic brain injury will correlate with like your PET scan, right? So if you get a traumatic brain injury, you know that the results of your brain metabolism will basically dictate how you're going to recover from that. So if you have impaired brain energy metabolism, when the brain takes a big hit, it kind of becomes insulin resistant and resistant to glucose uptake. So it's that impaired metabolism that leads to the cascade of events like neuroinflammation and an activation of cytokines and various things
This makes perfect sense, because when we look at diseases like Parkinson's disease and Alzheimer's disease, we know that they are preceded by impaired glucose uptake and utilization.
Yeah. So the faster you restore brain energy metabolism after a hit to the brain, the better chances for recovery. And this may counteract some of the rationale, because there's, you know, some theories that you should put, you know, the brain on ice and chill it down and things like that. But we're talking about, you know, restoring what ketones will do is it will reduce oxygen-free radicals by enhancing mitochondrial respiration, which is a source of oxygen-free radicals. And we'll get the way I look at it, it gets the ATP levels up in the cell so the cells can maintain their resting membrane potential and do the things that they need to do, which is, you know, transport ions and fire action potential. So the quicker that we restore brain energy metabolism, the faster the person would be able to recover and get into like a healing pattern of recovery for the brain. So I think that's a tremendous, and you know, if someone gets a traumatic brain injury and put them on a ketogenic diet, it takes a couple days, really, you know, 24 to 48 hours to get into ketosis. With a ketone supplement, bam, you got it right there. So you can feed the brain a high energy metabolic substrate that reduces inflammation, reduces reactive oxygen species production, and helps restore brain energy metabolism at a time where you have impaired glucose transport because of the injury.
Wow. Wow. That is so exciting. What about, okay, and I know we're really going off the base here, but are we talking about stroke as well? Collateral damage from stroke?
I think that would be another application. That would be another application. And keep in mind, like, you know, the pharmaceutical world is not really looking at restoring brain energy metabolism. They look at things to sort of block the hyperexcitability or, you know, glutamate activity that would happen, the hyperexcitability that happens. So this is kind of a new paradigm, a new way of thinking about it, that if you target brain energy metabolism, which it can be very effective. I have a journal sitting on my desk. I haven't read it here yet, but it's a journal of child neurology. And one of the articles in it is traumatic brain injury, treating that with a ketogenic diet by Dr. Prin. She's out there in UCLA. So there's a number of investigators sort of, you know, put two and two together and are now studying this. And I think the potential is tremendous, especially think of all the people, not just NFL players, but, you know, playing peewee football, high school football, you know, across the MMA fighters, the application of this.
Forget that.
Tremendous.
If you're Italian, your mother hits you on the back of the head with a wooden spoon every time you did something wrong. I got TBI all over the back of my head. You kidding? Yeah. I should have known about this stuff when I was a kid.
Yeah.
The things that seem to affect traumatic brain and, well, a stroke. I've been doing some research on a novel molecule, thymosin beta 4, and it seems to have some profound effects on mitigating collateral damage, neurological damage during stroke, but it also has the same effects on an ischemic event of the heart. Do you think that there's, when we have an ischemia, do you think that restoring metabolic function quickly may help mitigate some of the problems with an ischemic event? Could this also benefit the heart?
Yeah, the problem you get, you know, with ischemia reperfusion is a reperfusion / reoxygenation effect. Because essentially you're shutting off oxidative phosphorylation, and the cells are essentially depolarized of their resting membrane potential, and then they're reoxygenated. So they're hit with oxygen and glucose again. Then they get this burst of oxygen free radicals. Their mitochondria are likely, you know, shut down, and you can get release of cytochrome C and downstream death of the cells. So, you know, I think with ischemia and reperfusion as it relates to the heart or the brain, that the heart, we know from Richard Veach's work at the NIH that the heart runs more efficiently off ketones than it does off glucose. So, you know, the hydraulic efficiency of the heart will actually be enhanced about 25-30% by running off ketones, which, you know, you generate more ATP from ketones. So the heart and the brain are two organs that I think would be, you know, you'll have a tremendous therapeutic advantage, ketosis. The literature is pretty solid on that.
Wow, this is so exciting. Pat, did you even think that this is where you would end up, these kind of discussions with this product? I mean, you had to be looking at this purely from a performance standpoint when you developed this product?
Well, first of all, I never thought I'd end up doing anything with ketones until Dominic hired me to make this product for him, this ketone ester product. And then from there, I learned more and more. You know, I learned he was doing the research for seizures and regarding Navy SEALs and then later on cancer and stuff. And then as I learned more of how it works and everything and looking at possible supplementation applications for it, I just every time I would think about it or I'd read something, something else would come up. And it seems almost like there's an endless amount of benefits potentially for this stuff.
I'm excited. This has been a great interview, and obviously we're just scratching the surface. I predict that if we did this interview a year from now, we'd be so much further up the road that there'd be a host of new discussions taking place because we'll know so much more about this product. Excellent. Dominic, I was going to ask you if you have time to address some of this nonsense that's going on the internet right now about ketogenic diets being dangerous. But I think that you want to do that. Can we take a break? And can you hang with it?
Stick around for a little bit.
Stick with us, Pat, too, because you'll get a kick out of this. All right. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Throw away those muscle-building rag mags and listen to real health information you can trust.
So right now what's trending is like resistance exercise, CrossFit. So he's like, well, I'm going to write an article that will make all of those people go, what? There are people out there who are trying to convince themselves that heavy resistance training is not good for you. They want to be substantiated by why they don't go into the gym and do any kind of work. In order for you to get rhabdomyolysis, you have to be an extremely well-trained athlete who pushes your body beyond the point of no return. And even then you may not get rhabdo.
Only on Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
They couldn't get rhabdo if I said, get rhabdo and I'll give you $1 million.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to superhumanradio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
I feel good. Welcome back to Super Human Radio. We're talking with Dr. Dominic D'Agostino and Patrick Arnold. We were talking about ketone salts. We're going to change it up just for a second. A little opinion editorial opportunity here. So somebody posted on the internet, and then somebody posted it on my wall. A person that I can only identify by their email, which is Drop of Rain, R-E-Y-N-E. So I guess their first name is Rain, Drop of Rain. Wrote an article, How Keto Diets Harm You. And I want to go through a couple of these point by point and just have you kind of give us the Reader's Digest version, if you would, Dominic, because you really are more of a ketogenic expert here than anybody I know. First of all, this person, which I'm assuming is a girl, starts off by saying normal diets get the bulk of energy from carbohydrates. Isn't this a Neolithic opinion? I mean, have we always gotten the bulk of our diets from carbohydrates?
Not always, no. But I think that's a true statement now. I mean, obviously, yes, most of the population are over-consuming carbohydrates for an energy source. That's the problem.
And I was going to say, that is the problem with this country today and the diabetes epidemic. But let's go right to, why is the keto diet bad for your body? The first thing she cites is you aren't eating fruits and vegetables. And I don't understand how that's bad for us. You know, one of the things that, if you apply critical thinking, people forget. You know, we have to look to our ancestors. We didn't eat fruits and vegetables year round. So based on this opinion, we would have starved off. What did we eat during the winters? You know, it's like we didn't eat fruits and vegetables all the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's definitely, you know, geographically, it's, you know, dictated by where you're at geographically, where your ancestors were. But I think, that statement is false. I mean, the ketogenic diet, this has actually been looked at. Ketogenic diets actually have more vegetables than normal diets. You know, I looked back on that, and even I think the Charlie Foundation might have some information, and there's several reviews showing that a ketogenic diet, I mean, the vegetables are limited to certain ones, but a ketogenic diet can and typically does have a decent amount of vegetables. And
right,
many people that I know that follow it actually eat more vegetables on a ketogenic diet than a regular.
Yes, because you can eat an abundance of vegetables and still stay under that that target carbohydrate intake.
Now, and that's where your micronutrient, you know, a lot of your micronutrients and are from there, and potassium and you know, your and fiber, of course, so which can help slow the digestion of protein, which can reduce gluconeogenesis. So you do get benefits from having vegetables, you know,
in a ketogenic diet. Right. Okay. The next one made me laugh. You aren't eating grains. And I'm like, exactly. why do you need to eat grains?
Yeah. I don't see a purpose for them. You know, I wean myself off of them a while ago. And, you know, it's hard coming from an Italian family that kind of grew up on pasta. But I had sort of minor health issues, I guess you can call it. I had eczema.
Yeah.
Completely eliminated when I removed some of these things that were probably hyperactivating my immune system, and my transition to that, you know, just my energy levels went up, and some minor autoimmune issues that I had were completely eliminated. And you know, I'm in contact with a lot of people, and you know, they email me for information and stuff, and you know, I always say, you know, keep in touch, keep me updated on how you respond. And And I see across the board a variety of things, especially autoimmune related things. People are rapidly cured of a lot of things, nagging ailments that they had
when they eliminate grains
from their diet. And their thinking is clearer, and, you know, across the board, just health benefits.
And Pat, if you want to jump in here, feel free. I don't want you to just sit and listen. I mean, if you have any opinions on this, please feel free.
While I'm on this interview, I've actually responded a couple of times on people's response to this blog, and this one woman's driving me absolutely nuts. She knows nothing about, you know, she's a serial ketogenic hater, I guess you
right,
could call her.
Right.
But one of the things, the stupid thing that's in this whole little poster thing that you're talking about is they're talking about how ketosis, nutritional ketosis, is potentially so dangerous. And one of the biggest questions I get, especially if I mention ketogenic diet or ketone supplements to a, let's say, a medical practitioner or something, they always equate it with diabetic ketoacidosis. Runaway ketone production, which can only happen if your body neither has insulin or is resistant to insulin. Because once your ketones reach a certain level, your insulin levels will go up and shut ketone production down. So that's really not true.
The other question is stupid. Where are you getting your vital nutrients from? Like, vital nutrients don't come from animal proteins. That's baffling to me. But this one is interesting. You need potassium, which you're not going to find enough of if you're eating a ketogenic diet. Is that true, Dr. D'Agostino?
No. I mean, poultry, fish, meat is very high in potassium. So there's no issues there. And I think, green vegetables, I like to get, broccoli and cauliflower asparagus, especially asparagus. So no issues with potassium. But a potassium to prevent kidney stones, there's been, the ketogenic diet can make you dehydrated. It does have a diuretic effect. So taking potassium citrate, there's some studies showing that the potassium citrate in people that are really on a dairy-based ketogenic diet, really not the optimal ketogenic diet, these kids, that taking a potassium citrate can lessen the chances of getting a kidney stone if you're on it. So supplemental potassium, may be appropriate, but, not with a well-designed diet, in my opinion.
And the last one, and I think that the argument why it's so bad for you is so weak and really not supported by science. And this is my frustration with the internet. Everybody is a flipping expert today. You post a blog and people circulate it because it matches their agenda, and all of a sudden you're an expert. There's so many experts out there, it makes my head spin. But anyway, this one is really funny, and I laughed about this one. You need B vitamins, and you usually find those in grains. Really? What about beef, B12, and liver? I mean, are you joking here?
Yeah, eggs and beef and typical keto foods are pretty high.
High in B vitamins.
Spinach, dark green leafy vegetables. You can get a variety of micronutrients. Yeah, B vitamins would be covered in, especially if you're getting beef and eggs.
It causes
vitamin grain products because they're fortified with vitamins, not because they were there in so much of the grain to begin with.
It's so poor performance they cite here. This person, I don't know who this person is, but this person is really... The email address is drop.of.rain, R-E-Y-N-E, at gmail.com. If anybody wants to send this person an email and tell them to listen to the end of today's show, Dr. Dominic D'Agostino makes his living in research in the ketogenic diet. I personally don't know anyone who is as well-versed. And I'm not saying you're the expert, but I know that you do all the research and you communicate with other people and so on. So as far as anybody I know, you're my go-to guy about the ketogenic diet. I know you live on the diet. I know you're a superior athlete. So questions about performance, that's stupid. I don't understand why people are so anti-ketogenic diet. I really don't. It just doesn't make sense. I mean, everybody can get on the vegan diet, no problem. Oh, well, meatless Mondays. But God forbid you start talking about eating high-protein, high-fat, moderate carbohydrate diet. It's like, you're cursing a religion or something like that.
Yeah, you're speaking to the choir here, yeah. I see it a lot. I'm just looking at it from, I got into this looking at it for clinical applications, and now I'm kind of benefiting from the many effects on that you'll get just from daily lifestyle. I mean, everything from, reducing my meal frequency to preserving lean body mass, just staying leaner to improving my metabolic biomarkers. Like, I'm an N of one, I could say that, but right. I've seen the data. The data is pretty solid, and the feedback that I get from other people show the same thing in almost all cases.
Pat,
so it may not be for everyone, but there are different ways to incorporate carbohydrate restriction. The benefits of carbohydrate restriction cannot be overstated, in my opinion.
Yeah. Pat, can you give us a peek behind the curtain on what a next generation ketone
supplement looks like? Is it going to still be bound to salt and potassium? Do you have some other tricks up your sleeve?
Well, the next thing that I hopefully will have available pretty soon is going to be a powdered version, as Dominic mentioned. It's going to be a calcium salt. So there will be an option there to either use that one or to combine it with the potassium and sodium. And then we're looking there a couple of months. As far as beyond that goes, and I'm working with Dominic on synthetic or semi-synthetic ester versions and whatnot. I don't know if these will make it to the supplement market. However, they could make it to the medical food market, or they could become prescription drugs. But in one, I'm doing several projects that do involve ketogenic supplementation, and Dominic is the guy that I collaborate with.
Very, very exciting, you guys, what you're doing here. I know that I've spoken when I was out visiting Quest. You were coming the following day, actually, I think, or the following week, Dominic. I had to get out of get back home. But I know that the Ron Pena and Tom Bilyeu and those guys are just really thrilled about the research that you're doing and the things that you're working on. It's got to be a very exciting time for you, Dom, huh?
It is. It just sort of exploded, and I never expected, you know, companies like Quest and other companies taking an interest in this. And, you know, I got into this studying it for a very esoteric application of oxygen toxicity in a subgroup of warfighter. And then, you know, but metabolism applies to everything. You know, people always like, well, what kind of research do you do? And usually people focus on one area, but, you know, from ALS to Parkinson's to Alzheimer's to glucose transporter and cancer, I look at a lot of different things, and you can do that because metabolism applies to everything. You know, and it applies to so many pathologies, and diabetes too is another one that I'm probably getting into, because we see the potential of these things for lowering and controlling blood glucose, which I think is a really big problem and can have a lot of therapeutic potential if they're used for that purpose.
Yeah, very, very exciting. I'm happy for both of you, by the way. I really am. I'm happy for Pat especially, because I feel like, you know what, I I'm going to say this, and I hope this is taken in the spirit that it's meant, okay? But I think that Pat really hasn't gotten his due respect as a formulator and a supplement manufacturer because of some things that may have clouded his past. And I really would love to hear that you're producing a medical food that is FDA approved, Pat. There would be no better story to tell than that one there, really.
It's a big relief to be able to get into something that is outside of all that controversy.
Right.
You know? I mean, I certainly love the whole hormone stuff and everything, and it's of interest to me and all that, but this allows me to make a name for myself on something that there are a few negatives involved in it.
Right.
You know, I mean, and it's a new nutritional product by definition, not a testosterone booster nutritional product.
Right.
Actual nutritional source, actual source of calories.
Yeah.
And with the medical applications to it, or the general health applications to it, I mean, it's something that I hope makes me successful, and I hope gives me a name that, you know, I can go down as contributing something to society.
Yeah, no, I think that's exactly what's going to take place here, and that's why I'm happy for you. I feel like as though this is giving you an opportunity to utilize a talent that you've had in an area that will gain you a lot of prestige and a much bigger niche than, you know, bodybuilding. You know what I mean? So I'm excited for you. I really am. I'm happy for both of you guys. Well, listen, it's a great interview. I hope that we've answered some questions. I know I did this interview for selfish reasons. How am I going to use this stuff? I have an idea now. I hope my listeners are inspired to try this product. If you go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad to learn more. Hey, thanks for being on the show, guys.
Thanks for having me, Carl.
Okay, take care. All right, so there you have it. Tomorrow we've got another great show planned for you. I think you're going to really enjoy it. We're going to start the beginning of tomorrow's show, the first hour, with Coach Wade Johnson as we do the third lift in the Get Strong show. We're going to talk about mastering the squat. That is his bread and butter lift. You know, he's a 1,040-pound squatter. So we're going to be talking about that.
Later in the show, Dr. Matt Andrews is going to come on and talk about training, energy levels, sleep, fat loss, and menopause for the ladies out there. Thank you for listening today, and we will see you tomorrow.
Listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
They say that tough love is sometimes the best advice. Well, he's got the toughest love.
Why you should not drink diet sodas, it's very, very simple. If you don't subscribe to the idea that they're toxic, fine. Then subscribe to the idea that they cause a derangement in insulin response. If you don't subscribe to that, fine. Then subscribe to the idea that they spike insulin. I mean, it's like, do whatever you want, but why do we need science to tell us to stop consuming more chemicals? Are you really that pathetically addicted to something that's not good for you? Then say it. Say, I'm addicted to these things that I can't help myself. I know they're bad for me. I'm going to keep using them, and then we don't have to do research.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
He's exposing the man behind the curtain in the organic